Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Mass General Hospital is defending its surgery practices after a weekend Boston Globe spotlight investigation raised questions about patient safety. The article said that MGH surgeons routinely oversee more than one surgery at the same time. But the hospital says the newspaper paints an inaccurate picture. It says MGH has one of the toughest policies in the nation for such overlapping surgeries. Joining us this morning to talk about this is George Annis, director of the Center for Health Law, Ethics, and Human Rights at Boston University's School of Public Health. Good morning, George.
Good morning.
MGH says it revised its policy on overlapping surgeries in 2012 and that it stands up well against the hospital's national peers. The policy does require informing a patient that the surgeon or an attending designee be present for critical parts of the procedure, but it doesn't necessarily require that the patient be informed if the surgeon is doing more than one procedure simultaneously. Do you think that's legal? Or is it ethical? Should the patient know that this doctor is or is not in the OR when the patient is out and under?
Yeah, I don't think that's a hard question. I think patients absolutely have the right to know and that they should be told. And that's, to me, that's the most important issue here, is that patients know what's going on. Most patients come to hospitals like the Mass General because they want a top surgeon to do their surgery. They don't come there to have a resident or someone else do their surgery.
Is it legal?
There are apparently now a number of malpractice cases going on, and we'll find out. The basic informed consent rule is that patients must be told anything that is material to their decision, anything that might make them say no. And there are at least a couple of patients quoted in the Globe article that said, had they known this, they would have gone elsewhere for their surgery.
Some surgeons told the Globe that the practice of these overlapping surgeries fits in with the approach at orthopedics at MGH, in which doctors were paid more if they generated more profit for the hospital. Isn't that sort of incentivized compensation a conflict?
Yes, sir. Obviously, finances have become an overwhelming issue for everybody in healthcare. It's not just hospitals, it's not just MGH, and it is disturbing when financing takes precedence over patient safety and informed consent.
Given all this, what should a patient do and ask of a surgeon before a surgical procedure?
Well, the patient should ask, are you going to be the surgeon? Are you going to actually do the surgery on me? They don't have to open and close. Those are relatively technical issues, but they have to do the important parts of the surgery, and I think be there, available, if anything goes wrong. Now, the hospital may say it doesn't matter, all our surgeons are good. Well, let's hope so, but that's not why I went to the Mass General. I went there for your star surgeon.
MGH said it did its own review of the practice and found no ill effects from double-booking surgeries. The Globe says an analysis of concurrent surgery that was done at the University of Virginia last year found no difference in the short-term outcome for patients. So couldn't the practice, if done correctly, increase efficiency in operating rooms where surgeries, as we know, can go on for hours?
It's possible, but I would not take too much credit in a hospital doing its own study of itself. I'm not surprised they came out very well.
George Annis, director of the Center for Health Law, Ethics, and Human Rights at Boston University's School of Public Health. Thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning.
Sure. Good talking to you, Bob.